much, Archie. Either way, very likely. You know, I want to ask, are you?
How lively
are you? Are you lively?
Come on now.
And if they say no, I know why they ain't lively.
Right.
Praise God.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're going to make some things happen sometime, Brother Tommy.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Glory to God. Get out there and shake on that. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You can't just sit around. Let the devil take the place over.
Come on.
Shock him to death. Get him shouting. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Woo.
Hey.
That's right.
I went off in a northern church several years ago when my dad was a preacher. I'm the same. If you met me here, you met me everywhere. It's all right, Brother Earl knows me. Brother Jason's known me a long time. Amen. That's just the way I am. I'm just who I am. I got in that church and he got preaching good. I said, amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come out, old preach.
All right.
Lord have mercy. You could have just about heard a mouse run across the floor and everybody was in front of me with him. And I was almost about backing out, you know. I thought they were going to attack next. Whew. No strength. Got used to the deadness. Got used to the quietness. Glory to God. Be that one that can be counted on. Be that prayer warrior. Amen. Glory to God. Get off in a corner somewhere. And pray until you're being nude with power from on high. And when you get up, bless the Lord, you'll have something that'll stir the heart of the people.
Oh,
yes. I'd like to be a great singer. I'd like to be a great preacher. But I tell you, I ain't never prayed to be a great preacher. And I've never prayed to be a great singer. But what I have prayed for is to be anointed.
Right, right. That's it.
Amen. That's what I laid before God and begged for. It's a power. Amen. Glory to God, I've seen them preach fancy sermons, and I thought they was wonderful, but nobody's changed, nobody's stirred, nobody's touched.
Amen.
Woo. Can I get an amen in the crowd here this morning?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Out to rob. Amen. Oh, I need to hurry. Told her all his heart. Just daily pressing him. That's what the devil does.
Oh, yeah.
And when you sing, nobody will hear you sing.
Right.
When you preach, yeah, they done heard you preach. Come on. They just tired of you.
Come on now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
They done heard your testimony. Don't tell them no more.
Come on.
Glory to God. He have told you that.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. You're the only one that ever keeps doing that. Glory to God.
Come on.
I've been there.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. When everybody else just sat around, I said, Dad, say, anybody want a song? I said, I'll sing. Put me up there. I'll sing. Amen. Anybody want to preach? I'll take it. Glory to God, let me have it. Give me about 10 minutes worth. Whew. All right.
All right.
Somebody said, not him. I'm thinking if you'd do something, I wouldn't. Glory to God. Come on up here where the preacher's at this morning. Let's have church together. Hallelujah. Can it count on you? Oh, Brother Jason, the great preacher, and greater now ever be. I want to tell you something, though. When he gets a preaching, you want to put some bulldog gear in this man. Amen. Shout glory be to God. He gets right there where you're at. If he's a preaching for you or against it, you say, thank God for the man. And I preach the truth. Thank God for somebody to tell me the truth. Get in there and fight, amen, until I finish. Glory to God.
Hey,
I wish I remembered all that. He said, amen, get in there and chew on him. Amen. Till you lose your teeth and they gumming to death. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't ever give up.
Right.
Right. Amen. Got that stork swallowing that frog. You ever seen that picture? He got his head down his beak, and that frog's got him by the neck. And that little caption under said, "Don't ever give up, amen." Oh, that's the way I want to be, Brother Earl. I've got a death grip on this. I'm holding on for my life. I'm not about to let the devil rob me. Amen. You ain't coming in here. You're not taking my house. You're not taking my church. You're not taking it from me. I'm going to pray until the Spirit of the Lord move upon me.
I need
a hurry. Amen. Hallelujah. And when Delilah saw he had told her all his heart, she sent and called for the Lord of the Philistines, saying, "Come up this once." You know, she knew. For he has shewed me all his heart. Then the Lord of the Philistines came up unto her and brought money in their hand. And she made him sleep upon her knees. And she called for a man. And she caused him to shave off the 7 locks of his head. And she began to afflict him. And the Bible said, and his strength went from him. Oh, what a shape this man is in. All his strength, Sister Missy's gone. Why ain't you been to church in a while, brother? I just ain't got a desire. Amen. You've been robbed of your strength. Amen. Why ain't you testified at some time, brother? Oh, I've been discouraged. Amen. I lost my strength. But I can hear the Bible saying, "Be not weary in well doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not." If you don't lose your strength, just keep the pace right in the devil's face. Just keep on marching right on to glory. Just keep on praying. When it's cold and dark, when you're lonely and sad, and when you're blue and happy, praise God, just pray on, just fight on, just preach on. If you don't get amen preaching anyhow, after a while, amen, you're going to reap the benefits of the glory of God and the power of Almighty God. Feel like preaching to us. Amen. And she said, "The Philistine be upon thee, Samson." He awoke out of his sleep and said, "I will go out as at other time before, shake myself." And he wist not that the Lord was departed from him. Oh, whew. He knew it was different.
Yeah.
He knew it was different. Yeah. But he wist not that the Spirit had departed from him. Oh, what a lonely place. What a destitute spot when there's no strength. This man, I read a few of the things that he did a little bit earlier. Mighty feats. Y'all remember how he grabbed the gates and the post and all. Ran up to the top of the hill. Now that wasn't just a little garden gate, brother.
Yeah.
That's a huge gate.
Yeah.
They rode chariots through them gates. Hallelujah. But he had the strength of God on him. Had the Spirit of the Lord upon him. Amen. I need to hurry, brother. I'm preaching too long. I remember when that guy come in the church demon possessed. Amen. To make a long story short, he tried to fight me to start with. I kind of walked away from him. I didn't know what his problem was. After a while, they brought him back in the church. Church was already dismissed. Came down to the altar to pray. And I got down there and put my hand on him. Started praying for him, Brother Jason. And he raised up and looked at me. And I felt the Spirit of the Holy Ghost just come right down on me in a way I had never felt before. And when it came upon me, I thought, man, this is strange. This feels different than normal. And he looked at me and he said, "I'm Jesus Christ." I said, "No, you're not Jesus Christ. You're of the devil." Boy, when I told him that, man, those spirits started coming up out of him. Started cursing. Amen. Using bad talk, I start rebuking the devil out of him. Amen. This man, amen, would switch gears and probably never been in church in his life. He began to speak with tongues. That's right. He began to quote the Bible. Amen. Called himself Jesus Christ. He'd say, "Why have you come to persecute me before my time?" Amen. Laid hands on him. And then that spirit of fight would come back upon him. And Brother Earl, he tried to hit me. I don't know how many times. Now the people that there can testify to what I'm going to say. He pulled back his fist to swing at me. And the power of the Holy Ghost came upon me. And he read it like a dish rag. Amen. He couldn't hit me. And his eyes got big. And he looked at me and said, "How did you do that? How can you do that?" It was the Spirit of the Lord came upon me. And the strength of God was in my hand. I'll tell you something. That's what they're trying to rob the church of. Is the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. To cast the devils out. And rebuke sin. Are you hearing me today?
Come on.
Yes.
Oh, God. Amen. Rob us of your strength. Oh, God. Without the power of God, Brother Earl, your preaching would be over.
Yeah.
It'd be done.
Yeah.
I know mine would.
We gotta have
I ain't sharp enough to preach without
it. Have
praise God. Amen, Brother Tom. If God don't help this preacher, I'm a pitiful case.
Come on.
Hallelujah. Oh. Yeah. But when the Spirit of the Lord comes upon you, it makes all the difference. Amen. I've seen my aunt. All right, whatever hey, you want to say it. We call them aunts down home, praise God. Some of them call them aunts. Whatever hey, you want to say it. She can't hear and she can't talk. She never heard the preaching. She never heard the singing. Amen. No matter how pretty it had been, she wouldn't have known it. No matter how fancy the sermon was, she'd have never known it. But Brother Jason, when the altar call came, she knowed it. Huh? She knowed it. How did she know it? There was something in the preaching beyond the words. It was the power of God, Brother Tommy Romans, that came upon the man of God. And when he preached, he spoke in her heart. And she came to the altar and wept and cried and squalled on the altar. And it wasn't the fancy words. It wasn't the great singing. It was the power of God. That's what we got to have.
Hey.
We got to have that. We've got to have that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let me go farther than that. You've got to have
God to heaven.
Well, you're a good preacher. Well, I thank God our preacher's on fire.
Come on.
I am too. But are you?
Come on.
I'm grateful that the preacher's on fire.
Are you?
I'm glad for a man of God. But are you on fire?
Are you?
Are you on fire?
Come on.
Oh,
Lord help us.
Are you one of them? That old sinner boy, he said, "I know how he lives. And I know how you live."
Uh-huh. Yeah.
They know the difference.
Yeah, yeah.
They know the difference. Amen. Praise God. And if I ever get religion, I want what you got.
Amen.
Drug dealer. I worked with a drug dealer. Amen. I mean, he was into everything. Amen. He had any kind of questions. His brother-in-law was a Baptist minister. He said, "I'll be back tomorrow with the answer." I'm working with two holiness preachers.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Yeah.
He'd come in there, OAJ. He'd say, "Tell me, preacher, how's it supposed to be right here?" Me and old Brother Chad, we'd talk to him. Oh, yeah, there's some power in that.
Yeah.
The day his mama died, that Baptist preacher preached her funeral. I went out to the graveyard there with him. Amen. Was coming out after putting his mother in the ground. As we're coming through there, we're about 5 or 10 foot behind this Baptist minister. He said, "You didn't believe what that preacher said, did you?"
I mean, in real life, about as loud as I was up there. I know the guy heard me. He's at least 10 foot from us.
"You didn't believe it, did you, preacher?" He said, "You didn't, did you?" I said, No, sir. Sure did.
Sure
did. Praise God. There's a difference, ain't there?
Yeah.
In the strength. Glory to God. Glory to God. Big icicle up there. Amen. Trying to preach something somebody never heard before. Got him a 3 or 4 point sermon. Got a fancy poem or two. And I like poems up. Preacher get poems. Amen. But he's got a little something fancy to say to stick out on the side, you know. Nobody's changed. Nobody's helped. They're all dead as a mackerel, whatever a mackerel is. Praise God. I went to the Baptist church and sang one time, Brother Earl. I was a young man, my grown-up boy, me and him best friends. Then they had a youth service. I preached too long, Brother Jason. Forgive me. Glory to God, I need to learn that kiss, don't I? Cut it short, stupid. Praise God. Anyway, I hope you didn't mind that word stupid. It don't bother me. Praise God. Some things that just call them like they are. Anyway, we're moving on. Praise God. Anyway, I got over there to sing. Got in there in the Baptist church. Here's a little holiness boy gonna sing. I played pen. I don't remember what I sang. I wasn't singing "Let Us Die Speaking in Tongues," don't think. But I was singing, you know. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon me while I sang in the Baptist church. There's an old man after church. I'll never forget but Tommy. He came to me, he said, "Brother, I've been attending this church 50 some odd years. We ain't never had singing like that." It wasn't how fancy I sung. It was the Spirit of the Lord reached in that heart and squeezed it. Amen. Are you hearing me this morning? I've been a Holy Ghost in this place. I'm talking about with the power of God in working in you and through you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Called him. His boy said, "My daddy prayed in the yard. In that place," he said, "he rocked on his knees until he left grooves in the dirt where he rocked and prayed." He said, "us children be playing in the yard." He said, "but when the power of God fell upon my daddy, we throwed our toys down and went in the house." Are you hearing me? I'm talking about people that have the Spirit moving upon them.
I
need to get past page 2, folks.
Come on.
Praise God. Look, here's a whole set of notes. I thought I needed them, even added to them last night. Well, look, I needed them.
Spirit of the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Spirit of the Lord came upon them. Oh, have you had the Spirit of the Lord come upon you?
Oh, God.
Yeah. I remember, Brother Earl, you'll know who it was if I told you. Hallelujah. This woman was a spirit-filled woman. She's full of the Holy Ghost. And that guy, he tried to make a big joke out of what they're talking about, you know. He kind of just made light of it. I've never seen nothing like it in my life. Son of power of God come upon that woman. Woo! Glory to God. She went to speaking in tongues. And that old boy turned as wild as a sheep about. Amen. He done tried that with somebody that had a little more. Glory to God. That woman had some power upon her. Oh, I guarantee he's careful to make light of anything to her again. Don't go over our sister so-and-so and say anything. My Lord, she might even cast a devil out of you. Hallelujah! Have you got that in you?
Come on.
Have you got the power of God upon you?
Yeah.
Lord, have mercy. That preacher come preaching for us. We went out to dinner and went out to the Peddler's Mall. My wife and his wife are walking together. She's probably 30 foot behind him. She said, "all of a sudden, I felt the power of God just coming right off that man." Amen. Well, I ain't never felt nothing like that. Maybe you ain't even around it. Come on now. Hallelujah. She said that man was a praying. Amen. You got to pray. You won't have any power. Amen. My wife walked in the room just days ago. Never made no announcement. I wasn't praying out, you know, like I can do sometimes, squall right now. I was just praying. The Lord was moving. I was standing there, a power of God on me. Sister Heather, here come my little wife walking through there. As soon as she walked in the door, she said, "You've been praying, ain't you? How'd you know that?" I felt the power of God when I walked in. He loved old Shetty because the whole time. Jonathan, you can have him talk to the next man. Brother Lennon, you can feel the power of God just like the next man. Glory to God.
That's right.
Amen, Brother Tommy.
Come on.
When you speak, amen, it'll have an effect. Amen. I pick out any quit. I've said that don't know how many times. Amen. I pick that old boy up, brother Jason.
Come on, Brother John.
Picked him up. He wanted to ride over to his mother's. I picked him up. And I had just a couple miles or something to take him. And he bummed a ride down at the gas station. I don't give everybody a ride, but I did him. He's a rough looker too, Lord mercy. If you'd have saw him, he'd probably left him standing. And I said, since you're in here, since you're in my vehicle, I'd like to testify to you.
Yes.
I'd like to tell him about the Lord. Tell him about what God could do. He got real mad, or act like he did. Don't you stop preaching to me.
Wait a minute, buddy. You're my vehicle. I'm going to spend gas hauling you where you need to go. You could be wearing shoes right now.
Yeah, right.
So listen, son. I want you to know the Lord loves you. I want you to change things in your life. Real hateful. He just finally just hushed. I drove on around there. Pulled up in front of his mama's apartment. Little boy opened that door. But Tommy stepped out. Big tears went up in his eyes. He said, yeah, my little mama's been a begging to me too. Oh, the Spirit of the Lord. You gonna win them? You gonna win them? You're gonna have to have the Spirit. If you testify, it's gonna be effective. You gotta have the Spirit, sister. Be so full of the Holy Ghost and all when you walk in. You won't have to say a word. You won't have to say a word. I'll never forget, we went off to a preaching meeting one time. I went to a service. My daddy met this preacher. First time we ever saw him. And on the way home, my daddy said, that's a man of God. And all those kids said, hey, you know, you didn't met that guy in your life today. Hey, you know he's a man of God. He said, because I felt it when I talked to him. Felt it when I talked to him. Is the devil trying to rob you of his strength? Samson lost his strength. He lost his power. Brother, I'm glad he didn't lose it forever. I'm glad he didn't lose it forever. Y'all know the story, y'all Bible readers. But that man prayed in the end. Move on me one more time. Let me feel it one more time. And God granted that, and he killed more at his death than he had in his whole life. You might feel weak this morning. Maybe you already feel like you've been wrong. You may feel like you've done lost your strength. But I'll tell you something, you can get it back. You can get it back. How many want it? How many desiring for it? Bible says they that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. Let's stand. I'm finished preaching. I wish I'd preach better today. Appreciate this church, Brother Jason, and all that y'all have done for us. Amen. But I want this church to be effective, Brother. When I pray for your church, Brother Jason, I pray God strengthen the hands of Brother Jason. Give him something to preach. Oh, God, sometimes I feel like I preached everything I know to preach. The other day I was in that position. I said, God, I preach everything. I don't know if anything left to preach. I got up in the night. It's probably 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. I was still awake. I'm still praying. Brother Earl, that night, God gave me two sermons that night. I thought, Lord, there's more. God, there's more.
Woo! Feel the Holy Ghost this morning.
Amen. If you need strength this morning, when we gather in this altar, ask God to move upon us. If you're not where you need to be with God, right now be a good time to do it. Amen. If you'd like to have more power than what you got, today would be a good starting point. Praise the Lord. Let's gather in here this morning. Seek the face of God.
Oh, go ahead and sing, Seth.
There are trophies to be won. Seek the face of God.
success is there again. Some tell the very souls to reach our highest. But you
hallelujah.
If I suffer not commitment's cross, for I set my eyes on things above, searching with the heart of love. Cause I just want to please the Lord. Be in His will in every way. To be lost in His presence, found in His likeness. Hear Him say, well done. Plans have all been made. My time has come at last. But the past can all be satisfied. While I fell way down inside, the Father looked at me and said, "So look what you could be." Cause I just wanna please the Lord.
Lord.
But to count this game would be my loss if I suffer not commitment's cross. So I said,